Okay. It is pretty obvious that language develops somewhat over time, right? I mean, slang can become more common, and before long it becomes acceptable, maybe even preferred. Sometimes it's innocent, sometimes it's not. You can look at some terms today that used to be widely used in one form that have now become something entirely different. During the American Civil War, the public on both sides of the fight sang joyfully to the tune, "When Johnny Comes Marching Home Again." And the line, "We'll all feel gay when Johnny comes marching home." Well, back then, the word gay was used to denote happiness and joy. But the word gay has taken on an entirely different primary meaning in today's vernacular. How about the word hussy? The word hussy was once a slang word for a housewife. I do not recommend trying that one at home now, men, just saying. What about, believe it or not, the word fizzle? Fizzle was once defined as passing gas silently. I kid you not. But of course, now it means to fail at something, which may or may not be the same thing. The word nice was once used to mean silly, foolish, and simple, but now it's a compliment. Telling someone, "You look nice today," could go either way. But there are times, though, when the morphing of language is a deliberate act. Sometimes it's the enforced use of certain words. Other times it's the enforced prohibition of certain words. When someone asks you not to cuss or use the Lord's name in vain or make lewd jokes, those are reasonable prohibitions to move a conversation toward a socially acceptable position. But what about when the words are part of a larger agenda to try and shape a society? What if the government itself began to tell you that certain words were no longer allowed, or to tell you that you had to modify your language to fit a new government initiative? At that point, we start getting into what was once considered the realm of science fiction. In the classic novel 1984 by George Orwell, we follow a storyline of what it would be like to live under a totalitarian regime that governs not just behavior, but actual thought as well. Within the fictional land of Oceania, the ruling party develops what's become known as Newspeak. Newspeak, a controlled language that is designed to limit a person's ability to articulate and communicate any concepts of free will or self-expression or self-governance. The entire purpose of Newspeak in Orwell's novel was to give the government the actual ability to guide the thoughts of its subjects. At one point, the character who helped to author Newspeak let it be known what his goal was by saying this, quote, "By 2050, earlier probably, all real knowledge of old speak will have disappeared. The whole literature of the past will have been destroyed. Chaucer and Shakespeare and Milton and Byron, they'll exist only in Newspeak versions, not merely changed into something different, but actually contradictory of what they used to be. Even the literature of the party will change. Even the slogans will change. I mean, how could you have a slogan like freedom is slavery when the concept of freedom has been abolished? The whole climate of thought will be different. In fact, there will be no thought as we understand it now. Orthodoxy means not thinking, not needing to think. Orthodoxy is unconsciousness." Y'all, that's just friggin' creepy. It's a government-sponsored effort to move the minds of the people in the book 1984 to mentally and emotionally detach from the things they could see with their own eyes. They knew they were not free, but they couldn't say it, so the mind began to detach from the actual idea of being free to the point that free became a non-thing. It sounds so far-fetched. But then we have to remember that in our current day and time, we are watching it all happen before our very eyes. The U.S. government is pushing for new and unusual uses of pronouns and gender-neutral terms. If there's no usage of the feminine word mother, then mothers may not have to be feminine. If there's no he or she, then perhaps non-binary is real. It's a shaping of the thoughts by means of Newspeak. Science fiction writer Philip K. Dick, he once observed that, quote, "The basic tool for the manipulation of reality is the manipulation of words." I believe he was right. If they can change how we talk, how we write, how we communicate, then eventually our minds have to adapt in order to be able to express ourselves at all, even if it means to suppress those words that used to be fully accepted. Slang words becoming acceptable are one thing, but government demanding that certain words and phrases be replaced is quite another. It's dangerous. And we are seeing it right now on issues involving our southern border. As millions of illegals have streamed unabated into America's heartland, the government narrative has not just been in its policies or lack thereof. There's also been a push to make use of the more preferred language to try and mask the realities that we see with our own eyes. A recent opinion piece written by the Federation for American Immigration Reform said this. It said, quote, 10 million or so people have illegally crossed our unsecured borders since this administration came into office, including 317 individuals on the terror watch list. But no worries, because this is now known as irregular immigration. Irregular, like that discounted pair of pants you may have bought, which is sort of okay because it had barely noticeable defects but was a lot cheaper. This term has been promoted by the European Union, by NATO, and by the U.S. State Department in recent months. It's catchy. MSNBC, NBC, ABC, The Washington Post, New York Times, they all really like it. It goes on to say in this piece by Fair, it says, quote, "New Americans is a term which is traditionally and rightfully defined legal immigrants who have chosen to become full-fledged and pledged United States citizens. And yet now that same term is quickly gaining an ubiquity in the modern lexicon as a one-size-fits-all term that erases any reference to legality. By tweaking the language, anyone entering the country illegally or making dubious asylum claims is now labeled a, quote, new American, which of course dilutes the cherished premise of citizenship and discourages any effort to attain it." Are you hearing that? We're hearing the government actually change the language that we should use. They're actually trying to mask what is happening at our southern border with terms like new American and, oh, by the way, how about we do the whole irregular immigration thing. Think about it. What happened to the terms illegal alien, illegal immigration? Newspeak is trying to do away with them because they know a recent batch of polling shows that illegal entry into the U.S. is now the number one issue for voters in this whole election cycle. So they need for us to simmer down a bit and forget what we're seeing with our own eyes. Change the language. Change the thought. It's a plan straight out of 1984. Except that I believe the American public is wise to it. Americans can see the fancy wordsmithing, and we know what's happening here. Fancy phrases, empty promises, useful terms that used to mean one thing and now mean another. We're not falling for the liberal progressive abuse of the English language. We're not engaging in the don't worry, be happy words or just words narrative. We don't appreciate being lied to about why certain words are being thrust in front of us by the government. Newspeak, it's really not that new. It's a long-time tool of tyrants, and not just in science fiction. If your eyes tell you something's real, then it probably is, regardless of what words they try to use to describe it as being false. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, I mean, think about it, man. They are literally changing the terms we use in an effort to guide our thoughts. That's what they're doing. It's a PSYOP campaign. It's also, by the way, nothing more than what we saw in Orwell's novel. It's big government, big brother, using newspeak to try and guide our thoughts and tell us that what we see is not what we see. Don't fall for it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.